Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
One of the most powerful and practical ways that any of us can learn how to pray is to simply turn to the book of Psalms in your Bible or pull it up in the Bible app on a device. But one of the things that I know about the Psalms is they're meant to help us connect with our Heavenly Father. And I love that when you read the Psalms, you find that many of them are just rugged. Many of them are just real, meaning they're not full of fluff, that they're written by real people under real stress in real times with real problems. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't done it, check it out, because it's not hard to find a Psalm that connects with your circumstance or connects with your mood. Well, for me, I live on a lake, and that lake is fed by a river. And so every time I think about Psalm 46, it jumps out to me, especially when you get to verses 4 and 5. And here's what it says. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. I love that imagery. I love how the writer of this psalm just says it so confidently, that there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. So the psalmist is literally picturing Jerusalem, the city of God, this great city being fed by plenty of fresh water from this river. Now, the lake I live on is fed by a pretty substantial river, the Chattahoochee River. And I remember the first time I went tubing down the river, I was surprised at how vast it is at places. And honestly, I was shocked at how cold the water is. It seems like year around, the water's really cold. Now, I also grew up near a river. I grew up not far from the Mississippi River, and I'm still impressed whenever I drive over that big bridge that connects Tennessee and Arkansas when I look down and see the mighty Mississippi. Rivers do that to us. They're impressive. But the one that the psalmist writes about is even more impressive. Now, think about this. When you visit Jerusalem today and you see that city, you don't see a river like this. Jerusalem does not have this kind of river in it currently. It just has some little streams. Yet when you look at Scripture, both in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel and in the New Testament in the book of Revelation, what you see is the prophets have looked forward to the day when there would be a mighty river that would flow from the temple from Jerusalem itself. And so the psalmist can picture it. This river flows, and it makes all the city of God happy. Well, why? Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is because the city's dry. Jerusalem and that whole area can be very, very dry. And so in a practical sense, it needs water. Another reason why I think it makes the city glad is because it reminds the people of the city of the Garden of Eden. Embedded in our story is the beginning in the garden where everything was good and everything was right. And in Genesis chapter 2, what you see is that that garden was fed by multiple rivers. Another reason why I think it makes the city glad is because it pictures peace. Jerusalem is an area of the world that's been a magnet for conflict since the beginning of time. And oftentimes in Scripture, rivers are a picture of peace. So imagine that day, imagine Jerusalem in perfect peace. Another reason why I think it makes the city happy is because of protection. When you have your own source of water, you can come under attack and you are more able to stand up against the attack because you've got all you need right there in the city. Now, obviously, on this little podcast, I don't know what you need today, and I don't know what you're walking through, but perhaps you need this kind of river in your life today. Maybe you feel like your life is dry and dusty, and today you would pray the psalm and say, God, would you give me fresh water? Maybe today you need a reminder that the mess this world is in is not indicative of how it's meant to be, that there's still a bright future. Maybe you want to pray that today. Maybe you've got a lot of turmoil or anxiety or stress and you feel like you're under attack, and maybe you just need to ask God, would you bring the peace that this river is going to bring? Or maybe you feel misunderstood, and maybe you've got anxiety, and maybe you've got this sense of loss, and you need to ask God, would you bring protection? I truly believe that in a similar way that God is going to bring this river to his city, I believe God will bring it into your life. And the good news is, you don't have to try to earn it. You don't have to try to manufacture it. There's nothing you can do. But here's what I do believe is you simply just have to receive it. In a similar way, when I went tubing down the Chattahoochee, I just had to jump into that cold water. In a sense, you've just got to jump in. And so today, I want to encourage you, look up the Psalm. Check out Psalm 46. Find it in your Bible or in the Bible app, and just spend some time reading these words and praying them back to God, and allow God to be the river in your life today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.